भारत सर्वात्मा भगवान
भगवान
ईश्वरो हरि
क्रोधव्य
कीर्तितव्य स्मर्तव्य इष्टता अभयम् तस्माद् भारत सर्वात्मा भगवानीश्वरो हरि श्रोतव्य कीर्तितव्यश्च स्मर्तव्यश्चेच्छताभयम् तस्माद् भारत सर्वात्मा भगवानीश्वरो हरि श्रोतव्य कीर्तितव्यश्च स्मर्तव्यश्चेच्छताभयम् तस्माद् भारत सर्वात्मा भगवानीश्वरो हरि श्रोतव्य कीर्तितव्यश्च स्मर्तव्यश्चेच्छताभयम्
The Lord who vanquishes all miseries.
Shrotavyah is to be heard. Kirtitavyah
to be glorified.
Cha also. Smartavyah
to be remembered.
Cha and. Ishtata
of one who desires.
Abhayam.
Freedom.
Translation. O descendant of King Bharata, one who desires to be free from all miseries must hear, glorify, and also remember the personality of Godhead, who is the Supersoul, the Controller, and the Savior from all miseries.
Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishara Hari Sutabhya Kichatabhasya, smartabhasya, ichatam avayam. So, Siddhe Goswami is giving instruction to Maharaj Parikshit what is to be done at the point of death. We have already discussed this point, that we must know the responsibility of our next life. Just like a child is given education for the next life, to become youthful, to get into higher education, admission, then the youth is given higher education for better life in future. That is natural. Everyone is expecting future prospects. Similarly, we, every one of us, we are changing our body exactly the same way as a child is changing his body to boyhood, the boy is changing his body to youthhood, youth is changing his body to old body. Similarly, after old age, there is next stage is death. So after death, what is the proposal? That they do not. And practically, we are experiencing that although I am changing body, I was a child, I was a boy, I was a young man, now I'm old man. So there was past and future in every stage. Similarly, in this stage, as I am remembering my past life, I can remember, you can remember, I was a child, I was a boy, I was a young man, I was doing like this, everything I remember. Even if I forget, I had my past life, and again, I expect my future life. Past, present and future. Why the future should be zero? We have experienced so long both past, present and future. Why in this old age I shall be futureless? Why? There is no life after death. That is the foolishness. That we are not preparing. Those who are not preparing, they are engaged in various topics. Sutubhyani charajanda dinangsanti sahasrata apasyatamatadattam grihesu grihamedina. They have created a life of material enjoyment, and therefore they have many things to hear. Sotabhyagini, so many newspapers, magazines, books, fiction, simply for wasting time. There is no discussion in those literatures about future life. None of these literatures. Take any literature of the modern world. There is no discussion about the future life. But this future life is there. You cannot deny it. The future life is there, but there is no discussion. Therefore, these rascals have been described as apasyatamatadattam. These rascals, they do not see what is the future. They do not believe in future. Big professors, big politicians, they do not believe in that there is life after death. Now why there is no life after death? We are experiencing that life after life. It's like this child's activity at the present moment will not be the same when he'll get another body as young woman. That is a different activity. So according to our change of body, we have got different engagements. A child talks of foolish things, nobody cares for it. But the same child, when he gets another body, if he talks foolish, then he is called, oh, you are so fool, you are talking like this, because the body has changed. The body is changing, that's a fact. But apasyatamatadattam, one who does not know that the spirit soul is eternal, and changing body. They are blind, apasyata, atmakata. They are simply engrossed in this bodily concept of life. Grihesu grihamedina, compact, encased in this body, encased in society, encased in nationalism, encased in religion, encased in ideas, philosophy. But there is no question of discussion about this soul. So for them, these foolish persons, those who are not seeing the actual position, constitutional position of the soul, and the future of the soul, for them, there are many topics, and link, Sutubban, Sutubuddha, Musahasra, hundreds and thousands, Niransan is also, Apasutama, Sutubban, this Prabhupada Buddha. What is the subject matter of discussion? The subject matter is the Nidra Hyati Nastam Bhavayana Sobhavaya. At night, they sleep or indulge in sex life, and in daytime, Diva Chatya Hayarajan Kutumma Bharanena Vaya. And the daytime is wasted. Where is money? Where is money? And if you get money, how to purchase this thing for that boy, how to purchase for my wife or my brother. Kutumma Bharanena Vaya. Purchase it. Where is milk? Where is rice? Where is... In this way, we are wasting time. Although, this human form of life is meant for Brahma realization, athata Brahma jinyasa. They have forgotten that. They have forgotten that. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami is reminding that at the, of course, at the end of life, at the time of death, one must do it. But not only at the end of life, one must practice from the beginning of life. Just like Prahlad Maharaj said, Komaro Akadit Pragya Dharman Bhagavatam. This prescription given by Sukadeva Goswami, Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari, Srutabha Kirtitabhasya Smartabhasya Ishvata Avayam. This is Bhagavad Dharma. This is Bhagavad Dharma. Everything in relationship with the Supreme Personality of God. Dharma means Bhagavad Dharma. Otherwise, that is not Dharma. Dharma to Bhagavad Bhagavad Dharma. Dharma means to understand God, our relationship with God, and how to work in that relationship. That is Dharma. Sambandha, prayajan, sambandha, avidya, prayajan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prescribes this. The whole Vedic civilization is based on this. That you must know what is your relationship with God. It doesn't matter whether you are Hindu, Muslim, Christian, or Buddhist, say, a civilized man must have some religious process. That is all over the world. Now we are giving up. We are giving up. Everyone we are giving up. Therefore, dharmena hina pasivi sama. Dharmena hina pasivi. When we give up the religious principle, religious principle means to abide by the law of God. That is it. But we do not know what is God and what is His order. We forget it. At the present moment, dharmena hina pasivi samana, it is a civilization of caste and law, not human beings, because they have given up dharma. But the Shastra says that this human life is meant for understanding God, nothing else. Other things are already arranged. You are harassed by the problems of eating, sleeping, mating. But there is no such question. Eating arrangement is there. Even the boss and beast, they are confident. They have no office going. They are not lawyers, engineers, politicians to earn their bread. But the bread is ready for them. Even for the beast, boss, they are confident. So this is not problem. Real problem is to understand God. And what is the benefit by understanding God? Then the problem of your birth, death, old age and disease will be solved. That is the real problem. We are undergoing repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. These problems can be solved simply by understanding what is God. This is the solution. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. janma karma me dibbam ju janati tatva prakta deham punar janma nahi thi prakta deham punar janma nahi this is the kali janma karma me dibbam prashna says God says that if you try to understand me what is my position why I descend what is my activity what is that is described here. Shrotavya. You have to understand. How you understand? Right here. God has given you the ear. It is simply here. It is simply here. There is no question of education. It is not that one who is not educated, he will not understand what is God. He will understand. Because the ear is there. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Vishnu of Lord, this is Supreme Personality of God, you hear. Therefore we are opening so many branches, just to give people the chance of hearing. And as soon as you perfectly hear, the next position will be to glorify. Just as these European American boys, first of all they heard. Now they are drinking. Savanam, Kirtanam. Because they have perfectly heard, therefore they are very enthusiastic, they are going all over the world, they are preaching. The Srotavya, Kirtanvasya. If one has actually heard, known about God, then next day will be, he will be very much enthusiastic to speak to others. That is preaching. Srotavya, Kirtanvasya, Smartavya. Smartavya means remember. Unless you remember what is God, what is His form, what is His quality, what is His pastime, what is His activity, what are His entourage, everything about God. If you hear, just like if you hear Bhagavad Gita, you understand everything. What is God? And that is our only duty. I have seen in this Delhi, near Juma Masjid, the small Mohammedan boys, they are reading Quran. That's very good. From childhood, they should learn about God. And that is the recommendation in Bhagavad. Prahlad Maharaj says that Kumaro Asadet Praga Dharmana Bhagavata. Kumar, from the beginning of life, children should be engaged. Therefore, you have opened the Gurukul, Dalat. Small children, 4 years, 5 years old, they are hearing about Krishna, about God. They are chanting about Krishna. They are rising early in the morning, attending Mangalaratri. Anyone goes there, even the education superintendent came to visit our temple. He was astonished how these children are happy, how children they are being educated. This is to be introduced. O Mananasara Pragma Dharman Bhava. Gurlavana Bhana Samujana. This human form of life is Gurlavana. Gurlavana is very rare to achieve. It is not so easily obtained. We have to pass through evolutionary process. 8,400,000 species of life, aquatic, jalajanavalakhani, thavaralokhavinshati. We have to pass through aquatic animals in the water, then trees, plants, then insects, birds, bees. After all, we get this human form of life, especially civilized form of life. With some idea of religion, if you do not utilize it, religion means to understand God. That is religion. In religion, it's godless religion, where there is no conception of God. That is not religion. That is called cheating in the name of religion, but there is no conception of God. That is not religion. Well, here it is said that Srotavya, Bhagavan, if you do not know who is Bhagavan, if you do not know who is Hari, If you do not know who is Ishvara, then what do you hear about? That is the problem. Those who are after God, they make God nirakha. There is no akha. There is no form. God is the origin of all forms, but the poor God has no form. This is the conclusion. He is the origin of all forms. Yatubhāni māni bhūtāni jāyanti, from whom everything is coming out. Janmādhasya jata, everything is, we have also come from God. We are also claimed as sons of God. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva-jomishu kaunteya, sammamanti mūtvehya. There are 8,400,000 species of life, and they have got form. They are sons of God. So, where is our experience? That a son who has got a form, his father is impersonal, no form. Where you are going to look at him? If the son has got form, and the father is formless, how it can be? What is the reason? What is the argument? That they are concluding like that. I am the son of my father, so my father has got a form, I have got a form. His father has got form, his father has got form. Even if we do not see the 10th generation up to, whether it was form or formless, but it is supposed that he must have a form. So similarly, if you ultimately go to the Supreme Father, then how it is formless? No. Formless is not the actual realization of God. That is the beginning. That may be beginning. To realize the energy of God, that is formless. Just like the sun sign is formless, but the sun globe is not formless. Or the person, the predominating deity within the sun globe, he is not formless. The sun sign is formless. So this formless realization, just like the sun is also light, sun is also heat. This sun sign is also light, sun sign is also heat. But this heat and light, energy of the sun, they are not actually the sun. It is only the energy. This is described in the Vishnu Purana, that ego, Eko deshe sukha sharme, jyotna vistarina jatha, parasta brahmana shakti sarvegam akilam java. Just like if fire is there in one place, in a particular localized place, but it expands with heat and light. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is there. His person. That is described in the Brahma Samhita. Goloka eva nivasati akilatma bhuta. That is God. Although he is everywhere present by his energy, does not mean that he is lost. He has lost his personality. No. Purnasva purnamadaya purnameva vasishtate. He is so perfect and complete. It's like, you take the example of the sun. For millions and millions of years, unlimited temperature, light and heat is coming out. But it's still, this is the same. Purnasya purnamadaya, purnameva vasishtate. Similarly, God is so perfect, so complete, that unlimited number of suns and energies, we are also energy. We, sons of God, we are also energy. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Aparayam itastu buddhine pratitim para jiva bhuta mahabaho jayedam dhadyate jaga. Pratitim para, this material world is apara pratiti. And a pratiti nature or energy, this is inferior energy, the matter, dull matter. But aparayam, humirapanaravayu, earth, water, air, fire, they are inferior energy of the Lord. But there is another superior nature, That is this. Uprising, these energies, bhumika upon all bhai, earth, water, air. Wherein he is. There is another superior. What is that? Jiva Bhuta, this living entity. Mahabhav. Jayadam Dharjati Jagat. Who are controlling. Now, this Dilli city is important. Why important? Because this Jiva Bhuta, the living entities, they are handling this material, cement, and stone and wood and so many other material things, just constructing buildings. And therefore, the importance of this Dilli city is there. If all the people, all the living entities leave this Dilli city, it is not even one pulsing world. Jiva Bhuta Mahavayo Jayidam Dharjati Gavar. In Calcutta, and 1942, when there was bombing, and all Calcutta was vacated, a house at that time, which was rented at 200 rupees, they were asking, give me 25. So, because the living entity is vacant. Similarly, the importance of this material world is there because we living entities are. And we have come here. Krishna Bhulyadi Bhagavan said, all the living entities have come into this material world to enjoy material enjoyment. Therefore, this material world has wealth. Otherwise, if all the living entities go back again, back to home, back to garden, this matter is no less. So we are also prakriti. We are also energy of God. And because we are trying to utilize the resources of matter, government makes material things have not done. Otherwise, there's no value. But our business is, that is stated here, that because we are now entangled in this matter, the matter is not our business. Our only business is how to get out of the matter. That is our real business. If we want that business, then the prescription is here. What is that? Sotabha pititabhasya. Unless you hear, how you can understand your position? When you understand God, Krishna, and you understand that you are part and parcel of God or Krishna, then you can understand your position. So, you are part and parcel of God. Krishna is the supreme person. Sarvesya purna, full of all opulences. Just like a mad son loitering in the street, when he understands with good brain that my father is so rich, so powerful, and why I am loitering in the street like a madman? I have no food, no shelter. I am going from this door to door and begging. Then he comes to his consciousness. That is called Brahma Bhutasri. I am not this matter. I am spirit soul, part and parcel of God. That is consciousness. This consciousness we are trying to arouse. This is the best welfare service to the people. To awaken his lost consciousness, his foolishly thinking that I am something material product. And I have to adjust my things in this material world. This is the foolishness. Actual intelligence is that Brahma Bhuta, Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi, I am part and parcel of God. God is Supreme Brahma. I am being part and parcel. It's like part and parcel of the gold mine. Small, it may be small earning. It is also gold. Similarly, the small particle of sea water is also the same quality, salt. Similarly, we being part and parcel of God, we have got the same quality. Qualitatively, we are one. Why you are hankering after loving? Because there is love in Krishna. We are worshipping here Radha Krishna. Originally, there is love. Therefore, we being part and parcel of God, we are also trying to love. A man is trying to love another, O man is trying to love another. This is natural, this is not artificial, but it is perverted in the material cause. That is the defect. When we are free from this material covenant, then we are qualitatively Anandamaya Bhaka, as joyous. Krishna is dancing all over. Krishna is limit fine. He has seen the picture of Krishna. He's fighting with the Kaliya serpent. He's dancing. He's not afraid of the serpent. He's dancing. As he's dancing with the gopi in Rasila, similarly he's dancing with the snake. Because he's Anandamaya Vyasa, he is Anandamaya. All is joy. He'll see Krishna just like in Kurukshetra. Fighting is going on. Krishna is God. Arjuna is moral. Because he is living entity. But he is not moral. He is God. That is the nature of God. Anandamaya Vyasa. This is the sutra and the Brahma Sutra. Where God is Anandamaya. All is jolly. All is cheerful. So you can become also cheerful. When you go back to home, back to God. That is our thought. Therefore, how we can go there? The first thing is, we must hear Sruta Brahma. Just try to hear what is God, what is His kingdom, how He acts, how He is cheerful. These things have to be heard. Samanam. Then as soon as you are coming here, God is so nice that we will be eager to demonstrate, to broadcast this news to the whole world. This is Kirtan. This is Kirtan. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parvatiyam Atyanam Vandanam Dasyam Saptamasam Kirtanam. This is life. This is life. Otherwise, talking nonsense, taking the newspaper in the morning, and this party has done like this, this man has declared war, that man has defeated this. These are simply waste of time. Simply waste of time. If we waste our time, then we are not preparing for the next life. The actually human form of life is meant for preparing for the next life. Sadatato hava bhavi. Janjanubhati smananu havam sajattanti kalambaram. If we actually serious about our life, to get free from all the problems of life, then this is the only medicine. What is that? Tasmad bharata sarvatma. Bhagavan ishvaro hi srutavya. One has to hear. It is not very difficult. But people have become so raptured, so foolish. We are requesting. We have not manufactured anything. It is all authorized. Authorized books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavad, Vedic literature. We are simply inviting them. Now, where is their, sectarian? If he say to you, either you are Hindu or Muslim or Christian, if he say that please hear about God, where is sectarian? Very experienced. Your life is meant for, if we preach, that your life is meant for hearing. Now, we are presenting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. If you don't accept Supreme Personality of Krishna, then what is your Supreme Personality of God? You present. Then you compare who is actually Supreme Personality of God. What is the meaning of Supreme Personality of God? Why are you taking? Why you are taking sectarian? Krishna claims Sarvajuni Sukanta. All forms of life, not only human forms of life, even animal forms of life, vegetable forms of life, aquatic, they are all. Actually that is the fact. We are not this form, we are not this body, but according to our mentality, by nature's law, we are getting a particular type of body. Actually I am spiritual. In the party, he Kumar Yuvanangara. It's like I'm developing my ideas, useful ideas, I'm getting useful body. I'm developing childish ideas, I'm getting childish body. As we develop, Krishna, God has given you full freedom. You have come to this material world to enjoy. Now, to make your plan because of your enjoyment, God will give you a particular type of body. Can you enjoy? Just like the fog, he's enjoying. He's enjoying. What is enjoying? It's enjoying stool. It is very good for him enjoyment, but it is not for enjoyment for you. You is like, what a nasty animal it is, which is eating stool. But he is enjoying. So this is the business of God, kindness does. Everyone wants to enjoy life in a different way. And he has to find out a particular type of body. In the human form of body, you cannot eat food. Your mouth, your hands, your legs are differently made. But for eating food, you must have a particular type of body. Mouth, taste, tongue, everything different. Then you will enjoy food. A tiger, his body is different because he wants to enjoy fresh blood from another animal. So he has got a different type of body. Therefore, Narsimha Thakur says, Nana Joni Bhavan Kare Padarja Bhokkhana. Padarja Bhokkhana. We give different types of body and we give different types of all nasty things. Nasty things. Because we have got a particular type of body. But the actual human body, he is the Krishna concept body. This Krishna says, Katram Pustam Phalam Tuyam Jumi Bhaktya Tujasthiti Kaya Bhaktya Vritam Asnami. Krishna says, give me Katram Pustam, vegetable, grass, grains, meat, so you can prepare hundreds and thousands of preparations from this article. And you take the remnants of Pushta Krishna, that is human life. Not to eat Kodarja. Kodarja is nasty thing. That is not human life. So, if you continue to eat all the Kodarja, then you get ultimately the body of a hog. No discrimination, even for stool. That is the laws of nature. Prakitakya manani kunai karmani sarvat. Ahankara vimura atma pattahana tu manmati. Prakriti, nature will give you chance. All right, you want the mind. You are creating. Mind is the creating force. So, if you crave a certain type of body, next class you get to. Jam-jam-vati smaran bhavam tajat-tante-kale. Sadatata-bhavam-bhavam. So, similarly, if we are going to create another body by thinking and feeling and willing in this life, why not get a body like Krishna? That is Krishna. Think of Krishna. Think of Krishna. That is Krishna's advice. Manmana bhava madhavakta madhyaji manamasku. Krishna wants that you come back home. But you have to get the body. How we can get the body? Manmana bhava madhavakta. Simply think of Krishna. Don't think of the hog or hog-like animals. You think of, you have to think something. Why not you think Krishna? So nice figure. No, so attractive figure. Suit of your thinking. Sadatad bhava bhavita. Krishna says, manmana bhava madhvatta madhyari manamastu. We hear that. Unless you hear about Krishna, how he can become? How your mind can be absorbed? If you do not know what is Krishna, so Krishna is described himself. Krishna Katha. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is therefore Krishna Katha. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna Katha. Krishna Upadesh. Krishna Upadesh. This is the mission. What Krishna says, you just preach. You become spiritual master. That is not very difficult. Everyone can become spiritual master. Krishna speaking is there in the Bhagavad Gita. He simply repeats what Krishna says. You become spiritual. It is not very difficult. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhaktamad yajima. You simply say that you become devotee. What is the difficulty? No difficulty. Krishna says, manmana bhakta. He says, you become Krishna bhakta. Actually, we are doing that. We are not doing any miraculous thing. People say that Samiji has done miracles. But one miracle has done. I am simply repeating Krishna's work. That's all. So everyone can do that. Everyone can take this matter very seriously. His life will be successful. He'll make others successful. It is so nice thing. Therefore, Sukadev Goswami says, Tasmad Sarvatma Bhagavan. You must speak about Bhagavan. You must know what is Bhagavan. That Bhagavan is Krishna. Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam. There are many Bhagavan, that's all right. Or incarnation of Bhagavan. But, Bhagavad says, Ete Chansakala Pumsa, Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam. Particularly, so all the incarnations are described. But, at the end, the Bhagavad points out that there are so many Bhagavan. That's all right. Not so many, and it's not everyone, not pantheism, not like that. Bhagavan has got innumerable incarnations. They have been described. But, particularly pointing out that Bhagavan is Krishna. Krishna is Bhagavan. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta parataram namya kinchidastinam. My dear Dhananja. And there is nobody superior than me. Aham adihi deva. I am the origin of all the devas. Devas means principal devas, Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwar. So Krishna is the origin of Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwar. And what to speak about? Aham adihi deva. So many things. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam pravartati. Iti matya bhajante mam bhudha bhavata. One who understands that here is Supreme Personality of God. He is Buddha. He is in knowledge. Buddha bhava samanita. So that bhava rupa. Unless he understands what is God, what is his nature, how he acts, what is our duty, what is our relationship, then we are nothing better than cats and dogs. Simply, Sotopadini, Rajendra, Nilamishan, Krishna is talking, 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 and reading, and reading, but no understanding of God. It is useless life, cats and dogs life. So this Krishna consciousness movement is saving people from becoming cats and dogs, just to make them human beings. Thank you very much. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. Krishna said, Sarvadharman Paritajya, Mamekam Saranam Bhaja. But people did not take it very seriously. Therefore, Krishna came as a devotee in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach people how to surrender to Krishna. This is it. Krishna, Lord Chaitanya is also Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Person, he demanded Sarvadharman Paritajya, Mamekam Saranam Bhaja. But people did not take it very seriously. Therefore, he again came. How to surrender to Krishna? It's like some servant is massaging your leg, but you do not like it. You sometimes take his leg. Do like this. Do like this. Do like this. So, that master has not become servant, but he's teaching how to massage. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, but he's teaching rascals like us how to surrender to Krishna. Yes. Yadagadai dhammasya glani bhavati. As soon as it becomes too much deteriorated, then Krishna comes himself or sends his representative to revive Krishna consciousness. It may be 5,000 years, or 5 lakhs of years, or 5 days, that doesn't matter. Jada-jada is animal. Whenever there is discrepancy, it doesn't matter. It does not depend on the historical date, when there is necessity. When there is necessity. Jada-jada is animal, sadhvani, bhavati, bhavati, adhattva. So, although Krishna consciousness was introduced, 5,000 years ago, by Krishna himself, that he deteriorated so much. material activities and engage yourself in spiritual activities. That is Mukti. Just like a man in disease condition, he is acting. He is also acting. He is also passing soul, passing urine, eating something, lying down, talking. He has got activity. But that activity, and when he is free from the disease, that activity is different. Similarly, if you change your activity, you can become mukta, in the discharge. That is mukti, real mukti. Mukti hitya annatharopam sarupena avastit. If you give up your disease conditional activity, just like these boys who are interested, they are mukta. Because they are not interested with any material activity. They are not interested to read in the morning any newspaper. No, they cannot waste their time in that way. Or take part in politics. No. They are simply interested in chanting Hare Krishna mantra and reading this book. Therefore, they are muktas. They are all liberated. Because hitya annatharupam, other people are reading newspaper, doing all nonsense. But they are not interested. They are annatharupam. That is material business. Sarupena avasthiti. Sarup means jive sarupa nitya krishna. Every living entity is eternally Krishna Das. So if you give up this material activity and engage yourself in Krishna's service, you are mukta. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mahajabhya vicharini bhakti yogi na jasirati sagunan samati tayitam brahma bhuyar. So, anyone who is engaged in Krishna consciousness is mukta. For them there is no demand for mukti. Mukti, mukti mukulitanjali sevate atma. Pillamangal Thakur, when mukti is standing before me with folded hands, what can I do for you? Because he is bhakta. So for a bhakta, there is no such demand, mukti. But then mukta, always. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, mama janmani janmani iskare bhavata bhakti do itu. Because mukta. There may be, again, birth, but a devotee takes birth for spreading Krishna consciousness, not for any other reason. Therefore, he is mukta. Jivan mukta sa uchit. Iha jasa hare rasa. So, mukti is not very difficult thing. If you 10% engage in Krishna consciousness business, you are mukta. That is mukti. That is Vahadika Vithas. Mukti does not mean that I have got one head and get four heads. No. This one head is sufficient. But it must be engaged for Krishna. That is 100%. 100%. Yes. Kirtaniya sadahari. This is mukti. Any other question? Yes, that's nice. But you cannot assimilate all the answers in one day. That is not possible. You see? You have many questions by asking many days, not in one day. Otherwise, he will get indigestion. He will not be able to. Simply go on questioning, and don't take anything. That is no use. Make one question, try to understand, adopt it in life, then make another question. Don't take all the answers at a time and become suffering indecently. No. Don't do it. That's all. You cannot share 1 month food in 1 hour. Can you tell? That's all right. Gradually. Your questions are nice, but don't take the answers all in a day. That is not good. If he understands very easily, then he'll forget very easily.
Is it natural?
Natural. If you understand little with difficulty, then he'll forget also with difficulty. This is the way. So, any other question? After this question, answer.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद से अद्वैत राधा सुभाषादि गौर भक्त श्री राधा कृष्ण को उपना कुंड राधा कुंड के योजन किया राधा की जाए भगवती धाम की जाए नारायण की जाए नारायण की जाए सूरज देवी की जाए देवी की जाए भक्त की जाए आज गौरी से जाती और गौरी से जाती आज गौरी से जाती थैंक यू वेरी मच.